regarding the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av, right? Mashiach will come and be a Yom Tov. So we find the pasuk tells us in the famous pasuk that Rambam brings lahalacha that when Mashiach will come, all the fasts will be turned over to Yamim Tovim, as the fast of Shivas of the Talmud, the fast of Tisha B'Av, Tzayim Revi, Tzayim Hamishi, Tzayim Asiri, Tzad B'Tevet, Tzayim Gedalia. Actually, the Shalah brings interesting remez. He says that Shivas of the Talmud, right? When is the first time Shivas of the Talmud is mentioned in the Torah? Is by when the Luchas were, when the Jewish people sinned with the Chet HaEgel, with the golden calf. So when at that time, when Aaron made the golden calf was on Hezayin Tammuz, right? Shivas of the Tammuz was the 16th of Tammuz. 17th of Tammuz was the day they actually worshipped the golden calf. But what did Aaron say? He said, Chag LaHashem Mocher. Says, tomorrow will be a Yom Tov for the Eibishter. So the simple meaning is that Aaron hoped that Moshe Rabbeinu would come down and people would sleep in, and the time Moshe Rabbeinu would come down, they will realize that they made a mistake and they'll worship the Eibishter. But that plan didn't work out. Unfortunately, what happened, what happened. But every word in Torah is true. So what does it mean, Chag LaHashem Mocher? So the Shalah says that it's a remez that Mocher, tomorrow, which doesn't have to mean the next day, but it means in the future. In the future, tomorrow, the next day, will be Chag LaHashem. It's going to be a Yom Tov. It's going to be a happy day. The Shiva Sabbatamas will turn into a Yom Tov. The same thing he says, we find an interesting thing. We know that the same day that is the same, there's a siman that's given, At Bash. At means the first Aleph is tough. It's tough as Tisha B'Av. The first day of Pesach, whenever the first day of Pesach falls out, so that's the same day Tisha B'Av falls out. What's the connection between them? So he says, the connection is also that the same way the first night of Pesach was celebrating the redemption from Mitzrayim. So the pasuk tells us that Kimei Tzeischa Meretz Mitzrayim Arenu Nefloi. So David will show us wonders. The future redemption is a continuation in an even greater way from Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the same way. So Tisha B'Av is connected with the first day of Pesach, where Tisha B'Av will be when Mashiach will come. The whole Golos will be transformed to Gula. It's going to be a great Yom Tov, like the first day of Pesach, and even greater. It's also the halacha. It's also negel halacha, because we know that Tisha B'Av is called. We don't say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av. Why don't we say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av? Because it's called a Moed. It's called a Yom Tov. The pasuk says in Eicha, Kara Olai Moed. Tisha B'Av is called a set day like a Yom Tov. So simply means that it's a designated day for, in a negative sense, for negative things to happen. But nevertheless, the deeper pshat is that it's a Yom Tov because when Mashiach will come, it will be a Yom Tov. So that's one of the connections why we don't say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av. It's also the halacha is brought down as a discussion in Paskim. The Chidah and the Sefer Birkei Yosef, it discusses, it was a minig that used to say Psukim of Nechama, Psukim of comfort, coming of Mashiach, the evening of the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. Discusses if it's appropriate, not appropriate, but he brings down, he says two things. He says, first of all, he says, we know that Tisha B'Av, in a certain sense, is also a certain happy side to it. What's the happiness to it? So, hey, the Chachamim tell us, is a pasuk that says, Mizmer La'asaf, the pasuk of Kapitel Tilim, speaking about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and it starts off, it says, Mizmer La'asaf, a Mizmer is a happy song that Asaf HaNavi said, speaking about the Lakim Bo going Menachal Asacha, they came to the Beis HaMikdash, they defiled the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Mizmor? The Gemara asks, should have said Kina, it's lamentation, it's not a song. So the Gemara answers that if not, that the Yidden, when they saw the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, they were very happy. What was their happiness? Because they knew that because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, David, so to say, let out his anger in the Beis HaMikdash. So a lot of Yidden were killed, millions of Jews were killed, Rahman al-Islam. But they realized that if not for the fact that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Yidden themselves would have got hit much worse. So they were praising the Eibishter that he, so to say, let out his anger in the Beis HaMikdash. So that itself is inyan of Simcha, but it's also, we know that Arizal tells us, Medrash tells us the Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av, that Arizal tells us it happened by Mincha time. That's why we say Nachim, the Mincha of Tisha B'Av, in which Nachem speaks about the comfort coming of Mashiach, which is also called Menachim. So the Chidah discusses, he says, this is the reason why it's okay to say different psukim of comfort, the coming of Mashiach on the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. But he also says another thing. He says, you know, on the halacha, there's a discussion for how to clean up the house in Tisha B'Av. Before Chatzos, after Chatzos, whatever it is, a different opinion, a different detail. But he says that it was a minig in Italy. Women had a minig. They used to clean up the house the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. Why? This was something to be mechazik, their emunah, and biyasa Mashiach. Since women, they don't learn the books, they need to, you know, they need to have hands-on experience to strengthen their belief in Mashiach. So the Chachamim decided not to interfere, to let them, even though Pialach, it could be a shayla, by cleaning up the house afternoon of Tisha B'Av, in order to be mechazik their hearts for Mashiach. If Mashiach is coming, they let them do it. This concept is also discussed in the Beis Yosef on the tour, in a different, whatever, in the gay something else, but whatever. So we see that lahalacha, there was minig Yisrael, different things that were done on Tisha B'Av as a connection with the Geula. It's actually an interesting thing. It says that in different Svarim, it's brought down, the Raditshavidov said, other people said that when Mashiach will come, Shiva Sabatamas will be the first day Yom Tov. You know, there's 21 days, the Gemara tells us, there's 21 days that we say Hallel throughout the year. You have the Al-Rebbe writes, the Betach, yeah, so it comes out, the Cheshbon is 21 days, you say, there's 21 days you say Hallel. So we know that the days, the 3 weeks are also, 3 weeks is 21 days. So it's a hint that when Mashiach will come, these 3 days will be big Yom Tov. So there's two opinions here. Have some tzaddikim said that it's complete Hallel is 21 days.
Yeah.
Then there's other days where you don't say complete. Yeah, anyway. So he said that tzaddikim said that the first, you know, that Shiva Sabbatamas will be like the first day Yom Tov. Tisha B'Av will be the last day Yom Tov. And the days in between, the 3 weeks, will be Chol HaMoed. So the Hele Gerushin commented on this, he said, I say differently. He said, I say that Tisha B'Av will be the first day Yom Tov. Shiva Sabbatamas will be the last day Yom Tov. All the days in between will be Chol HaMoed. The 3 weeks themselves, in Shiva Sabbatamas and Tisha B'Av, aimless Shire, aimless Sire. You can't even imagine how great they're going to be. And before they say the Chayz of Lublin, actually is Yertet, there's also Tisha B'Av. He said that the day that I'm going to pass away, even my Mesnagdim won't drink a drop of water. Pass away on Tisha B'Av. The whole story wanted to bring Mashiach and Samayas, which I don't want to get into right now. The year that he passed away. But anyway, so he said that he sees Bruach HaKodesh, he sees Yidden wrapped up in the Talisim, they're davening and they're saying, V'titmano Hashem Elkinu B'Av Hashem Tisha B'Av HaChagazah. We saw prophetically in the future how Yidden are davening on Tisha B'Av, mentioning like the Yalav Yovi, David should give us his holiday of Tisha B'Av. That's regarding the day of Tisha B'Av itself. Regarding Megillah Seicha, I mentioned last year, they put up the shir, for those that want to see it on learnmashiach.com, they have the shir I gave last year on Tisha B'Av. So the Raditshavidov, they say in his name, he says when Mashiach will come, we'll also learn, also read Eicha. So it's one of the five Megillahs. It's not going to be, you can't say just going to be, you know, ripped out of the shelf and it won't be. He says, we will read Eicha. Adrab, we'll say Shachyano, you know, like before we read a Megillah on Purim, we'll read Eicha on Tisha B'Av. What is it going to be? How could you say Shachyano? You'll read Eicha. It doesn't sound so good. So he says, because then we'll see. We'll interpret it differently. So he gives Poshetim Pshat, so the same thing he says, starts off, Eicha Yashol Vodod, Ha'ira Bosiyam, Ha'itzel Kamon, he says, how did it sit the desolate, that the city that was Rabosiyam, that was multitude of nations, is now desolate. So when Mashiach will come, he'll say, that the city that was desolate in Golas, now it's Rabosiyam, now it's, you know, multitude of a multitude of different nations. Then he says, the Pasuk says, Haisa Kamona Rabbos again, that the city that was like a wood on the time of Golos, now it's Rabbosi Vagoyim, it's Rasi Vamedina, it's a minister of other countries, Haisa Lamas, other countries are giving it paying the dues and taxes. So basically, it just rearranged the meaning. It's going to be a very positive meaning. It says that we'll read it with a great pleasure that we can't imagine how we're going to read Eicha when Mashiach will come. It's also this other Mesfadim that they write, in the same vein, they say, they discuss the fact that it says that all the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, all the prophecies will become Vatav when Mashiach will come. We're only going to have the Hamisha Kumshi Torah, the five books of the Torah, but all the Nevi'im and Ksuvim become Vatav. So there's a whole discussion what that means. So, one of the explanations that are given is that what does it mean it will become bottle? So it means not that it's going to become bottle, it won't exist, but it means the meaning that it is now, we read it now, is in a negative way. That reading, that interpretation will become nullified. Mashiach will come, will read it in a positive way. All the negative things will become revealed to us then and understand it in a positive way.
Eicha is negative. What's the other one? Megillus?
So you have all the stories, or take the whole Mach. You have the stories in Yumi and between throughout Mach. It's negative things, yeah. Yeah. So, so he says the same thing as he says, which is already what Chassidus says, you know, but he says that the same thing as you have to say regarding everyone holds that the five Chumashim are going to remain, right? But what about the negative things that I mentioned there? It says they're also, we're going to read it, we're going to understand it, on that it's really all brachas, it's really all blessings. So Mashiach will come, he said, Shevet whatever, Shevet Aliyah, the Kabbalah of another famous one, Shevet Musa and others. He says you can't say, when Mashiach will come, you won't read Eich. On the contrary, you'll read it, but we'll see the positive meaning of it. So, on that vein, I mentioned last year that there's a few svarim that focus on the interpreting Eich in a positive way. Yeah, first of all, there's Rishimus of the Samach Tzedek according to Chassidus, that a number of psukim he explains in a positive way according to Chassidus. There's also a sefer by the Ben Ish Chai that Ashkach HaPodes, I got a hold of a copy this year. It's called Nechamas Tzion. What he does in this sefer is basically interprets most of the psukim on an interesting pshat in a positive way. Now, just in a general understanding of what the basic approaches that there are for interpreting Eich in a positive way, there's a few approaches. One is that when Mashiach will come, the negative things, right, like the Pasuk says in the Teichicha, that Eibishu will put all the negative things on your enemies. So a lot of the negative verses will be fulfilled on the enemies of the Jews. So that's one way of explaining it. In other words, the number of psukim, that's how he explains it. There's another nekuda is that it's when Mashiach will come, we'll see how through the negative things that we suffered, that brought about the Gula, the great revelations of the Gula. Furthermore, how the negative things themselves really positive. But then there's different interpretations and things. Mashiach will come, I guess our eyes will be open. You know, even the Tanakh that we have today, for example, in the book of Tre Yosef, there's a prophecy of Zechariah, one of the last three Nevi'im, Chagas Chaim Malach. Rashi says, the prophecy of Zechariah, until Eliyahu comes, I'm not going to understand exactly what it's talking about. It's written very unclear what he's referring to. Because many things we're not going to know what they mean until Mashiach will come. So the deeper meaning of Eicha Mashiach will teach us, but at least we will give some interpretation to some of the some stuff. And I'm going to mention a few of the things that he mentions. A few interesting interpretations. The pasuk says, "Al Eila Nivachia Eini Yerde Mayim." Says, "On these I cry. My eye goes down with water, kirochak mimeni menachim eishin nafshi, because my comforter, one that revived my soul, is distant from me. Hayu vonai shemeni, my children were desolate, kigavad oyev, because the enemy strengthened himself." He says like a shemak attack. He says when Mashiach will come, and we'll see how on the merit of the good things he didn't go, so merit Mashiach, we're going to cry about the ghost. What are we going to cry? We're going to cry, we're going to realize that if we really would have put our act together, Mashiach would have come much quicker. Because Alayla Nivechia, Amy, Amy, Yerida, Maim, Mashiach will come, will cry back in the days of Golos, Elijah will drip with water. Hirokak Mimeni Menachem Meshiv Nafshi. You're going to see that the reason why Menachem Meshiv Nafshi, my comforter, the one that revives my soul, which is referring to Mashiach, was distant, was Mimeni, was from me, because of me. If I would have really collectively, you know, all the Jewish people get their act together, why wouldn't Mashiach would be here long ago? So that's how he explained the first part of the pasuk. Then he says, "Hayu vanai shemeni gavad oyi." He says, "Interesting thing." He says, "The Mashiach will come, and we're going to tell our children what Golos look like. They're not going to understand. They're going to see how great the Jewish people are. With one word that they say, they're able to accomplish such great things." So they hayu vanai shemeni. They're going to be shemeni. Also means that they're like mishtoymen. They're baffled. They're not going to be able to understand. How is it possible to govern it? How is it possible for such a thing that was a time of Golos that the enemy was able to strengthen himself on it? So that's one pasuk. Then the Perek Aleph. He goes through the whole thing. I'm just going to say a few sounds in the Kudus he says. That's the Ben Ishchai. It's a whole safe in the Chomas Tzirim and Eichad. The Barishver, he has one keta. He happened by different. He has mamish a whole sefer and the whole eicha. That he put there. The Tzadik also has not mamish in every pasuk, but he has a pitzidus a lot. Then he has another pasuk. There's a pasuk that says Yachbus can suki shechet b'smeidim. Whatever, we won't get into that part of the pasuk. It says Shikach Hashem mitziyin moyid v'shabbos. They b'shter forgot, made forget. Amongst the Jewish people, Moyed v'Shabbos, Yom Tov and Shabbos, Vayinatz v'Zam Apim Melech v'Koyim. With his anger, he, you know, threw away. He got angry at a king and a koyim. So he explained this pasuk. So what's the simple meaning of the pasuk? That because of all the tzaddis the Jewish people had, they weren't able to celebrate Shabbos, and Yom Tov was forgotten from them. The peacefulness of Shabbos, celebration of Yom Tov, they had no more kings and no more koyim. The Ben Ishchai says interesting touch. He says, when Mashiach will come, every day of the year will be a Yom Tov. How is every day of the year going to be a Yom Tov? Because he says, every day of the year, something negative happened in the time of Golos. Right? And then multiple things happen. They have calendars of Jewish history. What happened today in Jewish history? So this day, this pogrom took place. That pogrom took place. You understand? So Mashiach will come, that day will be a celebration. So when the Yom Tovim will be there, like there's another Maamar Chazal that it says, when Mashiach will come, all the Yom Tovim will be bottled. Different explanations what it means. One of the explanations, it means it's going to be such great Simcha that the Simcha of the Yom Tovim themselves won't be so great. It's going to be so great that we went out of Mitzrayim, going out of Golos is much greater. So, but anyway, the way he explains it here, he says, Yom Tovim that we have now, every day will be Yom Tov. So what's going to be, every day we'll be celebrating another miracle, that another thing that we saved from Golos. And then he says, Shabbos too, he says, Mashiach will come, we'll reach the seventh millennium. The seventh millennium is known as Yom Shekulei Shabbos. A day that's completely Shabbos. And a day that's completely Shabbos, so there won't be a difference between Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Shabbos. So he says, this is the time, Shikach Hashem and Simrei the Shabbos, that when Mashiach will come, because it'll be so, the days of the year will be so great, so there won't be the Yom Tov that we have today, the Shabbos that we have today, won't be significant. Then he says, what does it mean, Ve'inat Bezam Api Melech V'Choyin, that he was angry and the king and the Koyin? That's an interesting thing. He says, when Mashiach will come, there'll be only one king. Melech HaMashiach, who will rule the world? If someone wants to, you know, rule the face, Nigeria, whatever it is, no one will have a right over to do anything in the world besides Mashiach. Somebody will want to proclaim himself as king, he'll be chased away. Says the same thing, says interesting thing, which different opinions here, but we know that Arizal says when Mashiach will come, the Kohenim won't do the Avodah anymore. The Kohenim will be Levim, and the firstborn will do the Avodah, because that's where he was before the Chet HaEgel. So he says, if a Kohen will want to come to do the Avodah, they're going to be angry at him. He doesn't belong there. So that's what it means, that they were angry, that a king and the Kohen was, Abisha was angry on. It says, interesting shot.
Time is over.
Huh?
The time is over. No.
Oh, okay.
The time of the king.
Yeah. But the emphasis is, the emphasis is that the time after the Christ, the Ark, the Ark, the Persian, right, the Kohen will also do that. It's a different opinion. Good, fine. Then he says another one more positive. He says like this. He says Eidish Choshev Hashem Mahashkes Chaymas Batsin. Eidish wanted to destroy the wall of Batsin and the Shlaim the Beis Hamikdash. Not to cove, he draw a line, literally means like, you know, for destruction. Like Heishiv Yodim Balei, did not move his hand back from swallowing it up. Yavel Chel B'Chaim Yachem Mon, two walls of the Beis Hamikdash, was a Chel and a Chaim, a bigger wall, a lower wall, they were both umlono, they're desolate, they're wailing their fate. He says, interesting thing, Pasha was talking about how the walls of the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. He says, when Mashiach will come, it says the Har HaBayis won't have a wall. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Ani yayil lachem asay shavim." The pasuk that says is based on the wall of the Har HaBayis will be a wall of fire. You're not going to need a regular wall, you know. Maybe the Shechin itself, so it'll be a wall of fire. The Medrash actually says it's a wall of fire. How are we going to go into the base? How are we going to get in? And have to put on fire suits to get in. So he says, "When Mashiach will come, be able to walk through fire and won't get burnt like in the Hanan and Mishael and Azariah." That they were able to walk through fire. So what's love? The tzaddikim were able to walk through the fire that was surrounding Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash, they won't get burned. They said, this is what it means that the walls were destroyed. Not because we're going to be something even greater than that. It'll be a wall of fire. Then he says, the next part, he says a very geshmakif shot. He says, Tavu Barat Shada, he says that the gates of the Beis Hamikdash were sunken into the ground. The bolts were broken and lost. Malkavus Reva Goyim and its king and their ministers went into the nations. There's no Torah. Also, her prophets did not, the Jewish prophets did not, were not able to receive a vision from Hashem. So he says, interesting, he says the Gishmaka thing, he says that right from the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Jewish already put into place reason that we should hope for the Gula. Why? Because as we know, the gates of the Beis HaMikdash weren't destroyed, they were swallowed up in the ground. Why? Because it's a hint, you know, the Eibusha was hinting that they're going to come back up. So he says, Malka v'sereh v'agoyim, he says, even because of that, because the Jewish people are hoping for the Gula, so Malka v'sereh v'agoyim, even though the king, the Jewish king and their ministers went into exile, ain Torah. Says what means ain Torah? It says interesting types. The word Torah comes from the word Leisa Suruach Elavachem. Tar scouting, turning away. He says ain Torah. The Jewish people don't turn away from their hope for the Gula. Gam Neviel and Motzuchazim Hashem. Even though they don't have prophets that are prophesying them and telling them the Mashiach is coming, and if there would be prophets that are telling them the Mashiach is coming, okay, it wouldn't be such a big deal. The Jewish people keep their faith. But if they're keeping the faith despite the fact that the prophets don't receive prophecy, that's the mile of the Jewish people. That shows that, finish off with the last, second to last pasuk. He says, pasuk says, Ashiveinu Hashem Melecha v'noshuv achad yishimeinu kikedem. Return us to you, Hashem, and we will return, renew our days as in former times. He says, "What's ties Hashiveinu Hashem Elachol? Turn us Hashem to you." So he says, "By Matan Torah, Davish's first plan A was that all the Yidden will learn Torah directly from Davish. But they were too scared. They went over to Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, 'It's too much for us.' Davish said, 'Okay, everything will go through Moshe Rabbeinu now.' But that wasn't really the way it was supposed to be. He says, 'When Mashiach will come, Davish will teach us Torah directly.'" Based on Emily Yaakov and Saul and Paul Kael, Vashar Bin Adam, Vashar's Bolov, that the Mashiach will come, he didn't learn Torah directly from Davidshta. So that's tied to Shivein Hashem Leilach, without Davidshta, Davidshta should return us to him, learn Torah directly from him. How did Shivein of the Kedem knew our days as old, as in previous times, but people said they want things to be better like the way they were, I don't know, before him, the Talmud, or this, or that. It says, Kedem means the way it was before Kedem Achet, there will be no Yitzhak, it'll be the way it was meant to be L'chatkhila before Chet Eitzadat. Fine, anyway, the Iker is, we should have the Gula Amidus HaShleima, and Mashiach will come and will fill us in, and we'll see all the good, happy interpretations.